Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate. Plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and J. Presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I had to let that one play.
You like that, don't you, Nick? You like that?
Did you ever find the video?
The one that you just... The what video?
Pumps in a Bump.
I did.
Saw both of them?
No. This one, the original didn't have good sound quality, so I couldn't use that one.
Yeah.
Plus, I had to look up, make sure it was clean.
Did you look at the video?
I have not looked at the video.
You need to look at the... There's 2 videos for this. There's one where...
Have you seen the video for Nelly Tip Drill?
Yes, we've talked about this. Yes, I have.
How many times have you watched it?
Just that one time.
Just once?
Yep, just the one time.
Dang.
Self-control?
That video just gives me hype, though.
I hear the song almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You, sir, are an interesting human being. You're
the most interesting man in the world, right?
You really are.
Dos Equis.
Yeah. That's you. That's your grandfather, right?
Yeah, grandfather. Great grandfather.
Yeah. You resemble each other.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were standing there just holding a bottle, empty bottle, we would assume that's
it was my ancestors.
It's your people.
Yep.
All right, Jay, let's go through and review where you were, because you did pretty well. Carolina, you picked the Giants. You picked Carolina to beat the Giants. Giants get a win. That was one of three.
I know.
I was so
mad about that. I couldn't believe that.
What happened in that? I'm still trying to figure out how Carolina only scored 3 points.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, I figured sooner or later Sam Darnold was going to start playing well. He's playing worse. It's crazy. It's like the week before was like, all right, you can't get any worse. He played even worse this game, to the point where they benched him and brought in P.J. Walker. And the defense kept them in, except for then they had the one big run at the end of the game. And the Giants are horrible.
The Giants
are horrible.
It's just awful. Like, I was mad at myself for having this game on my TV.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad that was. And the only reason it was on is because on one of the other screens was Washington and Green Bay.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen a quarterback do what Taylor Heineke did Sunday?
Mm-mm.
So – Third and goal. And they're down. I mean, he's playing well, but he decides he's going to take off from the pocket. And he sprints towards the pylon, and there's a defender in the end zone and another one deeper in the end zone.
Yeah, he slid too early.
He slid.
It's a game of inches, Nick.
He slid. He slid.
At the 5-yard line.
Yeah, no, he slid at the goal line, but he was
put
his knees down. Yeah. Well, no, actually, it went to where, if he's conceding in a slide, it goes to where you start the slide.
Right.
So they put him at the 1-yard line, and then the next play, quarterback sneak, he extends the ball, fumbles it. I said, this is my football life right now. I got quarterbacks who should be scoring, and instead, they fumble. I want to like the kid. I just have a problem. Arizona stays undefeated. They beat Houston 31-5. Can we shut down Houston Texan football for a bit?
Well, listen here. They ain't got a quarterback, so the only problem is they'll have the number one pick, but there ain't nobody you want a quarterback coming in the draft.
There really isn't.
You could trade it again. They could do it like they did before, like when Bill O'Brien was there. Just trade away everything that you got. Trade away all your good players and get back third-round picks. I still – cannot believe David Johnson is on the roster. Matter of fact, I still cannot believe he's in the NFL. When he was a rookie, he was like a true factor back.
Yeah.
Fantasy football. But as soon as he got paid, he was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah. He's working on his third generational wealth. Yeah. Like his grandkids aren't going to have to work ever. Like this is how
he
this
should
work.
Start a YouTube channel how to rob somebody of it
in broad daylight.
In broad daylight.
I thought you did pretty well, and then Monday night.
Oh, hold on. I mean, the record speaks for itself.
Monday night. We got to cover all of them.
Oh, man.
We got to cover
all of them.
Seattle
and I picked the Saints.
No, you picked Seattle.
No, I picked the Saints.
You thought, you said, I like what Jameis is doing, but I'm not sure.
No, I never pick against Jameis. I picked the Saints because Russell was out.
If that's the case, then you're 14-2.
Oh, yeah. You can go back and listen. I know I picked the Saints.
All right. Oh, Nick, do you remember?
I don't remember, but I sure can go back.
Okay.
Was that Friday?
Monday. Yeah, Friday show.
I'll figure it out.
Indy and San Francisco.
I picked San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised about that. Hey, why are they saying Jimmy Garoppolo played so bad? Nobody plays good in that type of monsoon weather.
But Carson Wentz managed it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo
was fighting like he didn't want to put gloves on.
Right, like
tactified water, the ones that get tactified when it has water.
He acted like he didn't want to play.
Yeah. Well, he probably didn't.
Well, you know.
Jimmy G went out there and got brand new.
Yeah, well, he's out there living the party life. And
he a handsome dude. He a handsome young man.
You know, you can't win NFL games at the Playboy Bunny Ranch. Like, you can't do it.
No.
You can't do it.
No.
You can't do it.
Not fresh off the plane when you just got traded.
Straight cash.
Right.
Straight cash. Like, look.
He went through security. He went through the security line straight to the strip club.
I just don't. Like, when you know that you're the starter – because they don't have anybody else,
and then all of a sudden you want to be attentive when
and now
drafted.
He got
and I still don't I'm still not sold on that pick.
Well, he's got to get healthy first of all.
I'm just 17 games is hard for me to trade away everything and to pick you number three.
When you haven't
played football up to that point in a year.
I agree. That's a big move. I thought Detroit was going to make a bid.
They did. They kept it close.
But they had a chance to win it.
Yeah.
Like, they had a chance to win it against
– But do you expect the team that ain't won all year to win it?
Well, the fact that they were close.
Yeah. But Detroit had been playing good, though.
Well, they've been playing well, but we know that story. We know a lot of teams that play well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They play well, but they just don't win. I don't know. What's going on in Philly? They lose to the Raiders. What's going on in Philly?
Well, they have a mix of a couple really good players and the rest are like younger guys, and they're trying to see what Hurts can do with, you know, Smith is their, you know, he's their receiver, but he's a rookie. Trade away his safety net, which is Ertz, the tight end, who scored, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, so he's traded to another team.
Yeah, and they like refused to play him, and so they're just a team in transition. They just have a couple stalwarts that they haven't got rid of yet.
Was this the coming out party for Joe Burrow as they go to Baltimore and thump the Ravens?
It's a signature win for him and the Bengals. But, you know, Joe Burrow, he's a bad boy, and I'll give Cincinnati, you know, credit. They drafted an offensive lineman a couple years ago. Joe Mixon's a legit, you know, all-pro running back. They got, a tight end in Azuma, and they got – Two receivers. One they picked T. Higgins. The same year Joe Burrow was picked number one, mm-hmm. And they picked Chase. I mean, those are, you know, some guys that can really get down.
It's 1A and 1A.
Right, and then the defense is young and aggressive. So, you know, Cincinnati. You know, look, when Marvin Lewis was there, they were a winning franchise, and that was never ever going to be anything different. I know he lost a little bit, you know, his last few years, but he's built the culture around there as success. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Zach Taylor's doing well and Joe Burrow, you know, proving his point, man. He's a real deal.
Have you ever played on a defense that gave up 54 points like the Jets gave up to New England?
I don't think so. I kept looking at the scores. Like, how is New England scoring that many points? Like, how? I mean, but then your little buddy Wilson, man, he's just getting broken.
No, but we told – look, we said before the season, this is not – like, they're not loaded. He's going to struggle.
Yeah, but people thought that he was the next coming out of, like, Aaron Rodgers after the preseason game, talking about his arm talent. Arm talent ain't got nothing to do when you 155 pounds soaking wet and you were getting broke off.
Regular. Regular. He is getting beat up.
And he messed up his PCL.
And then.
Poor little dude.
What happened? What happened in Kansas City?
Kansas City, man. That's probably the most alarming game of the weekend. I would have thought, okay, they're going to get it together because they have the type of team with it, you know, Mahomes and Reed, that, like, once they start to turn it on and get focused, you know, they can run off 6-7 games and go from, you know, last place in their division to, you know, leading it. But boy, Derrick Henry and company said, listen here, we got some, but that's the kryptonite for Kansas City. Always has been, even when Alex Smith was there. Tennessee Titans have come in there. They're going to beat you up, slow down the game, and they've never been able to stop the run. So Tennessee probably wasn't the best team for Kansas City to play right then, but they are definitely getting exposed. And let's be honest, the rest of the league is not as scared, or maybe they have more knowledge on how to defense Kansas City now. Yes, Mahomes is going to make some plays. All right, just go into the game knowing it. But you got to continue to make them drive the length of the field, and that's what teams are doing. And they're, you know, and they saw. Look, San Francisco, the Super Bowl that they won. If they would have just kept staying in their shell defense, would have won, right? The Super Bowl should have, could have, would have. But they, you know, they came out of their shell defense, and then that's how they got beat, and that's how Kansas City was able to come back. Well, Tampa Bay didn't come out of the shell defense, and look, they kind of pretty much dominated the game. I think teams are starting to look at that Super Bowl and gain some confidence from it.
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons in it. There's an interesting Thursday night game. Green Bay travels to Arizona.
Arizona.
Like, this one's – like, every year you start to get – when once teams have formed, like, you know who they are, that you can kind of circle. They usually give you a Thursday night game where it lines up.
Yeah.
Green Bay playing well. Now, we don't know what
– Adams.
Like, you don't, and Adams is probably, he's on the COVID list. We don't know what that situation is going to be. I'd imagine he's not going to play, and you're going to go into the biggest game of the year for them. Like, look, Arizona's going to ball out on Thursday night. Like, they haven't been on national TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been on national TV, but there's a history with these two teams of being really, really exciting football games. Whether they play in the playoffs or Thursday or Sunday night, doesn't matter. Arizona's going to play well, but Arizona, like I said, they've won some games that they realistically could have lost, but they got the winning feeling. Now they have a true swagger and confidence. The Packers are going to be game. They're going to be able to, you know, manufacture some points. It hurts without Adams, because if there's a weak spot on Arizona defense, it's definitely their corners. But he's not there. But, you know, look, Aaron Rodgers has the ability to throw guys open and make average guys look good and good guys look great.
It's going to be fun. And then shame on them for whatever reason they put the New York Giants at Kansas City on next Monday night.
That's a get-back game. That's a get-right game. Oh. That's a stat get-right game. Mahomes is going to throw for 440 yards and 6 TDs and sit out the fourth quarter. Tyreek Hill is going to have 6 catches, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule, and there literally are no – the best game is going to be Tampa at New Orleans. And that's not a great game.
Not anymore. New Orleans offense is struggling.
That game last night was terrible.
Yeah.
What did you – did you catch the Manning deal last night?
A little bit.
Did you catch Marshawn?
A little bit of that.
So, Marshawn, look, why would you put Marshawn on live TV if you know anything about Marshawn Lynch?
Right. After you said he had 3 shots to Hennessy.
Well, I mean, I know it's good for entertainment, but come on. Like, what did you expect to happen? Like, nobody could expect that Marshawn Lynch was going to go on Monday, on live air and be normal. He never has.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, would you do that kind of deal? Would you?
Oh yeah, it seems like it's fun. Well, you mean like be Peyton and Eli, or would I be the? Yeah, that would be fun to do something like that. That would be really fun. to do it. Either it's a, you know, present or past game. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I keep thinking it, maybe during a Husker game.
We'll invite
some old Huskers and some old black shirts in to break it down.
Watch it or something like
that. Yeah. To have that happen. Let's circle that idea.
Nick, what you doing over there, player?
He's looking at the dude get beat up.
Well, that – and I was looking at stuff, reading articles for World Series tonight. Just reading.
He's not
studying up.
Yeah. No, because he's doing something else.
I know you.
I wasn't.
You're studying up.
Fantasy football is loaded up. So that's what.
Studying up.
I was seeing who I wanted to pick up from the free agent pool. Had to put it in for Elijah Mitchell because what's his face got hurt.
Yeah, so
Miles Sanders is questionable.
And yeah, so Green Bay is going to struggle because they've got two receivers out. It's going to be ugly. Let's sort the break. Nick, I've got one for you.
Okay. Did you guys figure out who Jay picked?
I think that as he said it
here, he
picked. Go ahead.
Yeah, Russell Wilson was playing. I'm going with the Seahawks, but I'm going to go with the fighting Jameis Winston.
You said normally I would go with the Seahawks.
Yep, I just wanted to clear it all up.
So 14-2.
But did you have to play it again? Did you just couldn't tell us? Listen here, man.
I just wanted
to play. We got to regulate you with
it. It was 10 and a half seconds long, and I figured why not.
You and these replaying old stuff is just not on it. It's not on me and you. We're not on that wavelength, man.
You want to hear it?
No, do not play that Tennessee Titan throwback ever again. If you thought Damian Daniels jacked you up.
Forklift, man. Yeah. He got the real forklift.
Damian Daniels, I'm going to tell him he needs to act like he's Gilbert Brown and be like the grave digger.
Oh, DeAndre told him. He goes, he went half. He went way easy on you. DeAndre's like, no, he didn't use his hands, man. He could have lifted you.
I had no idea what to expect either. No clue.
That's the worst
what to
part.
Expect.
Yeah. When you don't know what to expect.
Well, now you know.
It wasn't – I know he didn't go even half as hard as he could have, but it's still – kind of shocked me. It just
When you found out this dude could snatch your life,
yeah,
that'll do it. Well, we've got a clip for you. We've got a trivia question for you, Nick. I think you'll get this one, but I'm not sure. Call now 402-464-5685. Call now. I've got Nick or not, but I just have a feeling that Nick might know this one. We'll find out after the break.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.